The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, I know we're all eager to hear about the Battle of Lepanto, but I was doing a little bit of reading in St. Jose Maria Escriva this morning, and he was talking about the Lepanto of our hearts. So I think I'm going to focus a little more on that, especially with this beautiful and yet difficult parable that Jesus communicates to us today. You know, what's the point? I mean, here, this scholar of the law, as it's written nicely, or as we would say, lawyer. Sorry, lawyers. been causing trouble for, at least 2,000 years. So, I mean, you know, we've got the record of it. So, you know, it's okay. But here we have this lawyer approaching Jesus and asking him, right, what do I do to live God's life of blessing? What do I do to be part of his glorious reign when at last it comes about? And what the lawyer gives actually is Jesus' response elsewhere. Well, you know, almost word for word gives Jesus' response. But because he's trying to sniff out Jesus' supposed heretical position on whose side God is on, he asks him, "Who is my neighbor?" So Jesus' position is that, as is the position of the scriptures, the Old Testament, that God is for Israel, but God is for the world through Israel. Right, so their vocation is to be light to the nations. And so they only achieve their full glory, Israel only achieves its full glory, by being for the other and not for themselves. What the lawyer wants or expects is for Jesus to say, God is done with you, but he is for them. And instead, he's not saying that. Jesus is taking up the most traditional position. Jesus is taking up the position of God fulfilling his promises. Yeah? And here then, Jesus shows how desperate is the Jews' position, how desperate is this lawyer's position, how desperate is the Pharisees, how desperate is Israel's position. Because think about the question, right? Who is my neighbor? Okay? So to whom must I show mercy? Well, that seems like a position of great privilege, doesn't it? And luxury. Who should I show mercy to today? Let me sit back and think. You know, let me go back to my desk and think about who I might show mercy to today. Let me ponder that question a little bit. Okay, well, and you'll see that that's a position of luxury when you see the way that Jesus sets it up. He says, no, You're lying, dead and dying in a ditch. Isn't that question more urgent? Who's neighbor now? Yeah, you're a little more desperate. Who is going to be neighbor to you now? And he flips it all on its head, right? Although the priests have reason to avoid someone they think could well be dead, because contracting, becoming ritually impure, they wouldn't be able to worship in a temple. But they also are ignoring the dictates of God's law of love. Right? There's a balancing there. But of course that balancing doesn't matter to the guy who's lying dead in the ditch. The question of God's love is much more significant there. So Jesus flipping things around on this guy, showing him that he is the one who's in a desperate position, and that when he finds himself in a desperate position, he's going to want even the hated Samaritan to bail him out. Well, then maybe he ought to reorganize his thoughts on mercy. Maybe he ought to reorganize his thoughts around the great dictates that he himself has outlined here, that he should love the Lord his God with all his heart, being strength, mind, and his neighbor as himself. Neighbor extends beyond the people we like. Neighbor extends beyond the people we can readily identify with. Right? Neighbor extends to every single person. Every single person we encounter, in whatever way we encounter them, big and small. We have been pulled out of the ditch, and we've done nothing to deserve it. It's ours simply to go around whenever, wherever we encounter people in the ditch. And believe me, almost everyone you encounter is in the ditch. Almost everyone you encounter. Maybe not me on a good day, but almost everybody else, almost all the time you meet them, is in the ditch. How much just a little bit of mercy, right, gives such great joy to people's hearts and lives. We are neighbor. God's life of blessing is ours, but it's only ours in the measure that we give it away. It's only ours in the measure we give it away. So today we give ourselves away in service of God, whom we love, with our whole heart, being, strength, and mind. And giving ourselves away totally in his service, we seek out every single person that we encounter who is in some ditch or other to give them the healing balm of God's merciful love.